All right, let's jump right into this cybersecurity deep dive. You've sent us some really interesting stuff on firewalls and intrusion detection and prevention systems. Sounds like you're ready to get serious about security, huh?
Definitely. And it's more important now than ever. We're talking about really understanding how to keep systems and data safe. And that goes way beyond just the basics these days.
Totally. So firewalls, everyone's heard of them, but it's got to be more than just a wall between you and the bad guys, right?
Yeah, it's way more complex than that. Think of it like a really, really good bouncer for your network. They decide what gets in and what stays out, keeping a close eye on everything that passes through. We used to just block traffic based on simple things like IP addresses, kind of like checking IDs at the door. But now,
That kind of basic security approach wouldn't work against the hackers of today. They're way too sophisticated for that now.
exactly. Cyber threats got smarter, so firewalls had to level up too. That's where next generation firewalls come in, NGFWs for short.
NGFWs, okay. What makes them so next gen?
They're like having a whole security team built right in. They're analyzing everything in real time, not just looking at surface stuff. We're talking deep packet inspection, checking out data from outside sources, the works. It's like having a bodyguard for your data ready to intercept a punch before it even lands.
So not just keeping dead guys out, but actually disarming them at the door, basically. Can you give us an example? How would an NGFW actually stop an attack?
Sure, imagine someone clicks a phishing link, right? A normal firewall might just see a website loading, but an NGFW, it can look inside that web page at the actual code. It can be like, hold on, that's a malicious script hiding in there, and shut it down before it can do anything.
That's wild. So you're stopping the attack before it even really starts. I'm guessing there's like a whole bunch of different firewall types, right?
Absolutely. You've got your classic network firewalls, application-specific ones, even circuit-level gateways. Each one's like adding another layer of armor to your defenses.
Like a digital fortress with walls within walls. We've got a table, by the way, in the show notes called Firewall Types. It really breaks down all the different types and what they do. Definitely worth checking out.
Okay, so we've got these firewalls, but it sounds like even the best ones. You can't just assume you're totally safe, can you? There's always a way in if someone's determined enough.
Exactly. You're never going to stop every single attack, right? It's like, yeah, you could build a fortress, but someone might find a way to tunnel under the walls if they really want to.
So you need more layers, not just the firewall. What else is there?
You got it. Think about a house. You wouldn't just have a lock on the front door.
Right.
Yeah, you probably want an alarm system, maybe some security cameras too, just in case.
Definitely. So what are those extra security measures in, like, the cybersecurity world?
Intrusion detection systems, IDS, and intrusion prevention systems, IPS. Think of those as your cameras and your like security guards.
Okay, so IDS is watching for anything suspicious, like the security cameras. What kind of things would set off an IDS? Anything out of the ordinary. Could be a sudden flood of traffic from a weird location. That could be a DDoS attack. Or someone trying to get into files they shouldn't. That could be data theft about to happen.
So it's like detective work, basically, looking for clues that something's wrong.
Yeah. And that's where the IPS comes in, right? Like the IDS spots something, raises the alarm, and the IPS is the one that jumps into action.
The IPS is the guard, then. They see the problem and actually do something about it.
Right on. They can block the bad traffic, cut off the connection, whatever it takes to stop the attack right there.
But that's got to be tricky, right? What if it blocks something legitimate by mistake?
For sure, you don't want to block real users by accident. That's why setting it up right is super important. You got to tell it what's normal and what's not so it can tell the difference between like a false alarm and a real threat.
And where you put these systems in the network must matter too, right?
Right.
Like, I wouldn't just put a security camera anywhere. Some spots are more important than others.
100%. You got to be strategic about it. Think of it like, how they monitor traffic on the busiest roads? You want to put your IDSs and IPSs at those key points in the network where the most important data is flowing. Catch the bad stuff early.
Makes sense. Those are your high traffic areas. So we've got the walls, the guards. What else should people know about? Okay, so we've got our firewalls up. IDS and IPS are watching everything. It sounds like we're pretty much set, right?
You're getting there, but here's the thing. Cybersecurity, it's not just about having the fanciest tech. You got to think like the bad guys too.
You mean like finding those weak spots they're going to target, even with all the defenses?
Right. Like, yeah, you lock the front door, but what about that little window in the back nobody ever uses? Those little things matter.
So what else do we need to think about? What are those easy to miss security holes?
Well, you don't just let anyone into your house, right? You want to control who has access, keep an eye on things.
So it's about more than just keeping things out. It's about controlling what's allowed in, even if it's past the walls. That's where whitelisting and blacklisting come in, right? Like a guest list, but for your network.
Exactly. Whitelist means only these things are allowed in, period. Blacklist is like, if I see this, it's getting blocked, no questions asked. Really tightens up control.
And that goes for anything, not just whole computers, right? Like, what about all the apps on our phones? Do we even know what those are doing half the time?
Good point. Most people just hit accept on those permissions without thinking twice. But that's whitelisting too, in a way. Choosing which apps get to use your camera, your microphone.
Right. It's easy to forget how much access we're giving them. So controlled access, super important. But it goes beyond our own devices, right? What about all those third-party services we use?
Absolutely. We rely on so many other companies now. Payment processing, cloud storage, all that stuff. If their security is weak, it's a problem for us too.
Yeah, like that saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. It all has to work together.
Exactly. That's why you've got regulations like PCI DSS. They make sure anyone handling your credit card info, they're following strict rules.
Makes sense. Okay, onto a couple more things. What about sandboxing? Sounds kind of fun, actually.
It is a cool concept. Basically, it's a safe space for testing risky stuff. Like, imagine you download a file and you're not sure if it's safe. Sandbox it.
So it's like a little digital quarantine zone. Something's bad, it can't escape and infect everything else. Smart.
You got it. And last but not least, honeypots. This is where it gets sneaky.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Sneaky in what way?
Imagine setting a trap, not to catch, like a mouse, but a hacker. That's a honeypot. A tempting target looks vulnerable, but it's all controlled.
So you can see how they operate, what tricks they try, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Gives you intel, helps you build better defenses for the real deal.
Oh, it's like a whole spy game. Okay, so we've covered a lot. Firewalls, intrusion detection, even AI. It's a lot to keep track of.
It is, but that's the thing about cybersecurity. It's always evolving. But hopefully this gives everyone a good starting point.
Totally. Yeah. So to wrap things up, even with all the tools and tech, the biggest thing is awareness, right? Knowing what's out there and staying informed about the latest threats.
100%. It's a constant game of cat and mouse. The more you know, the safer you are.
Awesome. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. And for everyone listening, thanks for joining our Cybersecurity Deep Dive.